Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. We have a very interesting conversation for you on this episode of Opinions Matter, and it's all sparked by a message that came in a couple of days ago from a listener called Breda. And here's what Breda has to say. Hi. Can you please talk about this, but keep me anonymous? I have a teenage daughter who's 17, who goes to a school in North Dublin. I was out for a night over the Christmas break, and I was shocked when I saw that one of her teachers was out with a young woman who I know is only 18. My daughter knows her from around the area. Now, this girl doesn't go to the same school as my daughter, so isn't his student, but I find this a big red flag, to be honest, when he works with teens and obviously likes his women young. He's in his late 30s or early 40s. They were all over each other in this particular bar, and it just didn't sit right with me at all. I think other parents in the school should be made aware of this. Like I said, a big red flag. Am I the only one who would find this very worrying? Okay, so, first things first. This guy is not dating a student of his. Well, we don't actually know if they're dating, but they were together anyway one particular night over the Christmas break. She actually told us the name of the bar that they were in, but we're not going to, not that it's in any way relevant, really, to be honest, but we know the bar that this lady, Breda, was in. And the bar in question would be a relatively young crowd go to this particular bar. Yeah. There is a bit of a mix, but it would be generally a younger crowd going to this bar. Anyway, this teacher in his late 30s, early 40s, going out with an 18-year-old who is also a student in a school, mm-hmm. but not his school.
No, it's not his student.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it's not his school.
No.
So this lady thinks this is a red flag. This is really worrying, she says. Her exact words, I find this a big red flag, to be honest, when he works with teens and obviously likes his women young. So obviously the suggestion is that while he's teaching in school to 17, 18-year-olds,
that's like saying that
he's eyeing them up nearly.
That's like saying that a homosexual is going to be attracted to them because they're male. You know, they're two consenting adults.
Mm-hmm.
They're two consenting adults. Like, this is, it's like suggesting that a gay man couldn't be a teacher in case he fancies all the male students. I mean,
okay, but this is slightly different, okay? A lot of students in Leaving Cert year are over 18, but they're still students. So this young lady that this teacher is dating, she is an adult, yeah, but is wearing a school uniform today, going to and from school in a school uniform. And
unless he's asking her to wear the school uniform for him, you know, she's 18, they're adults.
No, I know she's 18, but the concern that Breda has is that this is just very inappropriate,
Breda
basically.
Needs to mind her own business.
Well, you mightn't say that if it was your 18-year-old daughter we were talking about here. And she's dating a guy twice her age who is also a school teacher. I don't think you'd be seeing it that way at all, Katie. I think you would see it very differently if this was your daughter. I know it's not.
It's
but,
not my daughter.
It could be one day.
Having the outlook on, you know, consent, the age of consent and the age of being an adult, and you're no longer a minor, this is an adult.
You don't find it something... Okay, let's turn this on its head then. A teacher dating a student, not his student, but this girl is still at school and will be at school.
It would be different if it was
until
his,
next July, next summer, the
if
summer.
It was his student, but it's not his student because he's not in a position of authority or a position of power. He's not abusing his position. He's simply an adult who's attracted to another adult. There just happens to be an age gap.
There's a 20-year age gap. Do you not find it a bit odd? A teacher going out with a girl who's still at school.
I could never get with someone younger because I think of mentality and being on the same wavelength and where you are in life and stuff like that. So it wouldn't be for me. Definitely. I think 20 years. I do wonder what a man in his late 30s, early 40s sees in an 18-year-old. They're at completely different stages of their life, but they are two consenting adults. Like, I mean, reporting him, come on, come on. I'm going to report him.
You don't find it strange, a teacher going out with a student, not his student, but a school student. No? You don't find that weird?
No, like, I don't know, because I doubt he... They're two consenting adults.
Yeah.
They're two consenting adults. She's 18 and...
He's a school teacher though. He's a school teacher going out with a
people can be
girl who is...
from the age of 23, 24 now.
Yeah, no, I'm aware of that, but this guy isn't. He's in his late 30s or early 40s.
It's a big girl age gap,
who's wearing a school uniform today. No, I know there's no laws being broken, but it is. Is it not a bit weird? No? You don't see it as a little bit strange?
If he was his student and he was, you know, abusing his power, then yeah, I would totally say that it's odd, but it's not his student. It's just an adult.
Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, Breda believes that this teacher should be reported, basically. That other parents in this school need to be notified that this teacher is dating a girl who is still at school, basically. She is 18, there's no laws being broken, but she believes he should be reported. Let me bring in Jess with her opinion.
Is there anything illegal going on? No. Is it immoral? Maybe. Depending on who you ask. I think if this 18-year-old who's fresh in school is looking for someone in their late 30s, early 40s, I think she must have some daddy issues. Sounds the other way around. Yeah, no, it's the age gap where I have the problem. That's a bit fucking weird. It's a little weird. I think the parents might want to step in and be like, look for someone your age. Say to both of them, look for someone your own ages. Because it's a bit weird that she's going out with someone. Maybe, yeah, he's a teacher, fair enough. No abuse of power there. But it's a bit weird she's going out with someone who's also to be her fucking dad. It's a little bit weird.
Gina, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Gina?
Hi, how are you? How are things?
Good, thanks, Gina. Not a bother, thank you. Well, what's your view on this? This guy is a teacher. He's dating a girl who is still at school. Do you find that a bit strange?
Well, first of all, you don't know if she's still at school.
Oh, no, we do. Okay. We do.
Is that what it says on it?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think personally, what someone does outside of their work has nothing got to do with their work. And that's what I think. Now, he does teach children that are 17. Most people are 17, 18 when they leave school anyway. Okay, so I understand the mother's concern. But at the same time, she's not from that school. He's not teaching her. And who people date outside their work is no one else's business.
Okay, how would you feel then, and it isn't the case, but how would you feel if she was not necessarily a student of his, but in the same school?
I still don't think there's anything wrong with that outside of the school. I have a 20-year-old daughter who's just, she left school, of course, 2 years ago, and I have two kids that are in school at the minute. And if I was out and I seen my eldest daughter's teacher with somebody her age, I wouldn't even be looking at it.
You don't find it peculiar that a guy who is a school teacher and actually teaches girls of that age is dating a girl of that age? Do you not find that odd?
No, I really genuinely don't. And for the simple fact is what people do in their personal life outside of work is really no one else's business. If I was there, as I said, and I see my eldest daughter teacher with somebody around her age, I'd be like, oh, there's my daughter's teacher. But I wouldn't be going, oh, who's he with and what's that girl and what's going on there?
Okay, so, a teacher who's in his late 30s or early 40s, dating a girl half his age for starters, but who's also a school student, you don't have an issue with that at all?
No. Sure, look, come here. If you look at even rock stars and everything now, they're in their 70s and they're having kids with girls that they're in their 20s. So, like, what? Like, age is just a number. Like, my husband's 10 years older than me. So, like, I can't understand why she's even making a deal about it. It's not her daughter that he's dating. It's not one of his pupils that he's dating. So, legally, he's doing nothing wrong. She's over 18. Legally, he's doing nothing wrong.
I know, but morally, is it not a bit Do you know what I mean?
No, I still don't think so.
Do you not?
I still don't think so. No, she's over the age. She's over the legal age. You know what I mean? So I really don't think so, no.
All right, stay there for a second. Our number is 0858252626. You might feel a bit differently, Gina, if it was your daughter dating a guy who's a school teacher and she's still at school. You might feel very differently.
Not necessarily either. Maybe her parents don't know that. And plus, she's over 18. What could I do? She's 18, so I can't ground her. I can't, you know, tell her she's never going out again. She's 18. What can you do?
If you try to get involved and stop them, it's only going to make them more likely to pursue it.
Exactly. And plus, she's 18. Like with my eldest daughter, like when she went down and got drunk, she was 18. I couldn't say you're grounded for a week because she'd laugh at me. Yeah. And go, oh, no, sorry, Mum, I'm 18, you can't ground me. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's different if she's 15, 16, 17.
I just don't see
yeah.
You see, the worry is, and this is Breeda's worry, that he likes his women young and he's teaching young women. That's
yeah,
the worry
here. That doesn't
here.
Mean he's attracted to any of his students. This girl, like, you don't know the situation, first of all, okay? You're looking at it from the negative side of it, okay? So look at the positive side of it. This could be a girl that he might have met out one night. He probably lives in the area where he works, so that's probably how he met her. Probably met her out one night. They clicked it off. She could be quite mature for her age, or could be have same interests as him. They clicked, they hit off, and that night could have been their first date. You don't know. You know what I mean? So anything could be the situation there. And if it's a case that they just clicked, they got on, age doesn't matter to them. So, like, what harm is he doing? It's outside his job. This shouldn't affect his job. If he was dating one of his students, of course, he can be struck off as a teacher. But she's not one of his students.
Okay, but again, what's the difference here? She's not one of his students, but she is a student. That's the point. What would the difference be if it was actually his student?
Because you look at it this way, but then you have it this way. OK, you look right now, my son and my daughter, their teacher, I think, is 22 years of age. Right now, if I went down now, I know she's teaching younger kids. That's fine. But if she was a secondary teacher and she's 22 and she's out dancing with an 18 year old boy, is that wrong as well? Because he's a student. Or is it because of the age? What is the main issue that you're making here? Is it the age or is it
a bit of both. The age firstly, but primarily the fact that he actually teaches teenage girls of this age himself. Now, yeah, but she's not one of them.
In my eyes, I don't think he is doing anything wrong. What he does in his personal life, he's not like, I work in healthcare. So what I do in my personal life is fine, unless my personal life, I'm hurting an elderly person or a person with disability. Okay. Or I'm dating one of my clients that I work with. That's wrong. Now, that's what I'm trying to say. So with him, if he was one of his students, they're not allowed. And we all know that. Mm-hmm. But the fact is this, she's not his student.
I know she's not his student, but she is a student.
If she was in college, would you feel differently? Same age, exact same birthday?
Maybe, yeah.
It's all about being in school.
But if you look now, look at all these people are in their 30s and 40s. These men go through their midlife crisis in their late 40s, early 50s, and their marriage is broke up or whatever. And they go off with a younger woman who's probably 20 or in her early 20s. Or whatever, 20-year age gap or 16-year age gap, no one frowns upon that.
Okay, do me a favour. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. I want to bring in Robbie. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, guys?
Well, Robbie, do you see anything strange or concerning or worrying about a teacher in his early 40s dating a student who is the same age as kids he's teaching himself?
No, she's not his student. She's not, like, apparently she doesn't go to the same school or whatever. And she is an adult. The one just needs to get her Karen fucking nose out of it. Well, I think she's just jealous. Maybe she fancies him. And now she's seeing him out with a younger girl. She's just jealous and she wants to cause shit and make him maybe lose his job because she's a spiteful cunt.
A bit harsh.
But, like, why?
Why is she raising a non-issue?
Yeah. Making it such, it's something out of nothing.
And as others have said, only if it being a 40-year-old girl with an 18-year-old boy.
Okay,
everyone would call him a legend.
Okay, this girl is still at school. This girl is at a different school. By the way,
that woman maybe in school, but she's 18, she's legal. If she was 17, okay, yeah, I could see why people have an issue. If she's 18, there's not a damn thing people can, they can bitch, they can moan, they might not like, you don't have to like it, but deal with it. Tough shit.
Yeah, none of their business.
None of their business. No.
None of their business.
Well, sorry, Adrian, why do you think it is their business? You obviously do think it is.
I just think there's something a little bit odd about a teacher who teaches 17 and 18 year old girls.
Is she one of his students?
No, but dating an 18 year old school student. I just think it's a bit strange.
Why? Is she an adult?
Yes, she's an adult, yes.
So it's an adult man dating an adult girl.
It's more the fact that, as this lady said in her messages, Rita said, I find it a bit of a red flag when he works with teens and obviously likes his women young.
I reckon, do you know who I reckon? I reckon this breed, that's the breed that I won't speak to on the show. A nasally bitch. Because
I don't know if it's the same breeder.
You don't know.
We did contact this woman by email to ask her if she'd come on, and she wasn't available to come on. Breeder comes on this show at the drop of a hat, yeah. So the other breeder. So I don't know is the answer, but I'm assuming it's not the breeder that we know.
I can't understand what, this is an ultimate non-issue. If the girl goes to the same school, okay, then you can argue there might be a conflict of interest there. Is he talking to her in, that type of way in the school? And if so, yeah, there's a potential issue. But if she doesn't even go to that same school, it's less than a non-issue. You all just need to shut the fuck up and just deal with it.
Okay, do me a favour. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Robbie. 085-825-2626 is our number. So a school teacher in his late 30s or early 40s is going out with an 18-year-old who is still at school. Not in his school, a school that's just in the same town in North County Dublin, but he doesn't work in the school that she goes to, but he is going out with a school student, and he's in his early 40s. Do you find that a bit strange? Let me bring in Jay with his opinion.
Afternoon, Adrian. Afternoon, Katie. Happy New Year to the both of you. I'll know there's an age gap between me and Lorraine. There's nearly 12 years. She was, 23 when I met her. Is that weird? I mean, we're still together 13 years later, going on 14 years now. This girl is probably just into older men. She's probably seen how younger men act. They're all about themselves. They can't commit to these relationships. He probably likes younger women because they have less baggage. They're not rent through like the women of today. So your woman there sounds a bit weird. If it's a young pair, what was Breida doing in it? Breida sounds like she's in her 40s probably. So what's she doing out in a young people's bar? But you didn't want to learn to mind her own business. It's a good gap between me and Lorraine. I've worked together a long time now, and we've a beautiful family. And Mr. Dixon actually said it 13 years ago that it was weird, wanted to know what me and Lorraine had in common. And I think he said we wouldn't last. That was the first conversation I ever had with him, actually. But good show. Be nice to hear what people think.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Joseph, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Joseph?
Adrian, I can't quite believe what I'm hearing from people. This teacher in his 40s, you're saying, late 30s, early 40s.
Yes, correct, yeah.
Dating a student of 18.
Yes.
And that is a predator, an absolute paedophile.
Hang on. He's not a paedophile. Yes, old enough to be her dad, but not a paedophile. A paedophile is somebody who has a sexual fetish towards children. This guy, this girl isn't a child. She's 18.
How long have they been at this then?
I don't know.
Well, when she turned 18, it was fine. But before that, he's a paedophile. I mean, where do people draw the fucking line? It's unbelievable.
Okay.
On her 18th birthday, oh, grand, good to go. But it sounds like they've been at it for a while, no?
I don't know. It's the honest answer. This particular lady just happened to see him in a bar in North Dublin over the Christmas break and happens to know he's a teacher in her daughter's school, but that the girl he's with does not go to that same school.
Oh, but that's fine then, because she doesn't go to the same. That's just, it's utterly crazy to hear what people are saying. I mean, this is a man who is a teacher, who is teaching students of leaving cert age and is scoring one of them. I mean, People are just insane.
Okay, well, every single call we have had so far has not had an issue with this. Thinks it's perfectly okay for this guy in his early 40s to be dating an 18-year-old school student. Everybody thinks it's okay because they're doing nothing illegal. You would go further than that. You would argue that this guy needs to be reported.
Absolutely. A paedophile.
He's not a paedophile. Sorry, stop using that word.
Hang on. Well, maybe he was. This is the point I'm making. They're doing nothing illegal now in the light of the law. But how long has it been going on?
Let's not speculate on how long he's with them, this woman. I don't know is the honest answer. The fact of the matter is he's not a paedophile. The girl is 18. So what is the problem? What is the issue here?
The problem is that she's 18 and he's in his fucking 40s. That's the problem.
So it's the age gap that's the problem, is it?
I'd say that's a major issue. And this guy's a teacher. He should be ashamed of himself, Adrian. Absolutely ashamed of himself.
But,
if I knew who it was, I would make a point of reporting to the school what's going on. That cannot be allowed. And I'm sure if the child was in his school, that he'd be out the door. That's what would happen then.
Okay, Robbie, what do you make of this? Is this an over-the-top reaction, or does he have a point?
Over-the-top is an understatement. You want to report to the school. What do you say? What do you say to the school? Hello, school. We have a student who doesn't go to your school. She's an adult, and she's dating one of your teachers. I don't like it.
She's an adult now because she turned 18.
What evidence do you have that it carried on before she was 18?
I have none. But he should hang his fucking head in shame. It's disgraceful.
Who is that man?
A cheat.
You're calling this man a fucking bitter, you fucking idiot.
She's dating a girl that goes, she's in a school uniform every day of the fucking week. And come off it. I mean, this is happening a lot. I see it with the LGBTQ. I watched a TED Talk I watched a TED Talk recently. They're trying to normalise the word P because that's how people were born. Minor attracted people. He's one of fucking those. And you guys are going on air thinking it's grand. It's grand. She's 18.
She's an adult, you idiot.
What?
She is an adult. 18.
She's just about an adult. There's a line, and he has.
Is she an adult? Is she an adult? Yes or no?
She's an adult now.
Is she an adult? Yes or no?
Now she's an adult.
Yes. So you agree she's an adult.
He has been an adult for the guts of 22 years. She's been an adult for fucking months. It's disgraceful.
How do you know she's not that sort of 19?
Listen, if she's an 18-year-old, she's in 6 years. She's had a birthday recently, I'd imagine. She's not an adult long. He's an adult much longer than she is, and we know that for a fact. It's utterly disgraceful, and people think it's grand.
Okay, again, Joseph, and I can't overemphasize this. No law is being broken here. This man is not doing...
Not now, but I'd love to know how long it's been going on.
I don't know the answer to that, so there's no point in even speculating. We have to just deal with what we know now, and that is that this guy... in his early 40s, is dating a woman who is 18 but happens to still be at school, not the school that he teaches in. Now,
and then heads off to his own school and then checks out the other 18-year-olds in his class. Like Jesus Christ. Yeah, I mean, that's what we're up against. He's probably looking at the other kids in his classroom.
Oh, my God. So now you're saying
Katie. Hang on, he's more than willing to go and have a snog or whatever they were doing in the club. I'm sure his eyes wander on occasion.
So you believe when this guy is in school teaching 17 and 18-year-old girls, he's eyeing them up?
Well, if he's more than willing to go and score one in a corner in a club, then I'm sure he is. Yeah, that's the type of guy you're dealing with, and people think it's fine. I mean, would you send your daughter to a school with a teacher that goes about doing that? I mean, I can't get my head around it.
And I have to say, really, Katie, and this is the bit I kind of agree with Joseph on. If your daughter was or your son was in a school where the teacher, one of his teachers or her teacher, was known to be dating an 18-year-old, that wouldn't sit well with any parent.
No,
I don't care what anybody says.
I don't agree. I honestly, I genuinely don't see the issue here, because they're two consenting adults. She's not his student. It's just ridiculous. It's crazy. And to insinuate that, oh, well, he must be looking at all the kids then, that's like insinuating that because someone's homosexual, they can't be around men.
He's a dirty old man, is what he is. A dirty old man. The fact that he's a school teacher and is dating a secondary school kid is just, it's abhorrent to me. I can't quite wrap my head around it, that people are thinking it's grand, you know, because she's 18. How long has she been 18? How long?
I don't know is the answer. The fact is, she is. That's the thing. She is 18.
I mean, there's a line, Adrian, that you don't cross, especially when you're a teacher, when you're someone in authority. Jesus, that's a paedophile.
She is an adult. She is an adult. It's not a paedophile.
She is now, Katie. She is now, but in law.
Just for the record, Joseph, last year when she was 17, she may not have been an adult in the eyes of the law, but she was past the age of consent. So, he would have done nothing illegal.
The stupidity here.
If he's in a position of authority, he would have.
He's not in a position of authority over her.
Yes, he's not her teacher.
Oh, right. I'm getting this right. Are people saying if it was his student, it would be fine as well? That's what I'm gaining from this whole argument.
No. People are saying
abuse of power.
But in this case, it's not an abuse of power because he doesn't teach her. He doesn't work in the school that she goes to. You sound genuinely shocked by people's attitude to this.
I mean, you're literally talking about a guy in his late 30s, early 40s, potentially, dating a girl of 18 years of age who still wears a school uniform and people think it's fine. I mean, Jesus.
I kind of wonder what's going on in your head.
Is this the world we're living in now? What's going on in my head?
What do you mean by that?
Because regardless of what she's doing, whether she is in school or in college or working, she is an adult. She is above the age of consent. I'm not saying I think that it's ideal. I don't. I wouldn't be able to be with somebody that much younger than me myself. I think that the age gap is too big. But he's not breaking any laws. He's not actually doing anything wrong.
3 years ago, she sat her junior cert, Katie.
Casey, I want to turn this on its head, and I want you to imagine your precious little daughter in 13 years going out with a guy in his 40s who's a school teacher.
Obviously, I wouldn't be happy and it wouldn't be ideal, but I can't tell her at 18 what to do. I can't tell her. I don't have the right at 18 to tell anybody what to do.
Let it sink in that 3 years ago, she was doing her junior cert. 6 years ago, she was first year. And this guy was probably a teacher then.
Yes, he probably was.
Funny, he'd be me aunt. Do you know what I mean? The point is that she is above the age of consent. She is an adult. They are both consenting adults. He is not abusing a power, a position of authority or power or anything like it. They are two consenting adults who happen to like each other. Yeah, the age.
No, you've got an adult there, and you've got someone who's just become an adult. That's, I mean, wow.
Stay there for a second. I want to bring in Lorraine. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lorraine. What did you want to say on this?
It's nobody's business. As Katie said, they're two consulting adults. Like, what's that? It's nobody's business. He's not her teacher. She's 18. Who are we to say who she can and cannot date?
Again, Lorraine, I'll turn this on its head. And if one of your daughter's school teachers was dating an 18-year-old, you would not be happy with that.
I wouldn't be happy, but I wouldn't be. There's nothing I can do at the age of 18. She's 18.
So if your daughter came home and said, "Mom, I've met a guy. You're going to love him. You're going to meet him next week. His name is Frank. He's 43. You're cool with that, right?
She's 18. By law, she's 18. She's an adult.
I know what age she is, but you'd be cool with that as a mum, would you? A 43-year-old boyfriend. No,
well,
you'd
be happy with it. I wouldn't be. But there's a big age gap between me and my partner as well.
But why wouldn't you be happy with your daughter dating a 43-year-old? That's what I'm trying to get at here. Because you would see him as a dirty old man. That's what.
No, I wouldn't.
And that's the problem.
No, I wouldn't. Having said, there's an age gap between me and my partner. So when I met my partner, he had five kids. When I met my partner, there's a big age gap between me and him. So I'd be complete and utter hypocrite.
Yeah, but hang on. What age were you when you met?
I was 23.
Okay, and he was what age?
He was 35.
So 12 years is still not as big as this age gap. This is
not as big.
this age gap is this age gap is about 22 years.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with anybody else. He's a consenting.
He's got a bit of an obsession.
Yeah, they're all hung up on the fact that he's a school teacher. What difference does it make if he's a school teacher? He's not her school teacher.
Okay, maybe it is that people hold school teachers to a slightly higher moral standard, and this guy, as a school teacher, should hold himself to a higher moral standard and not be dating somebody who's a school student. Standard.
It's not his school student. It's not his adult.
Yeah, exactly, Casey. He's not her school teacher. He didn't play on her in school. He didn't pick her up the caller said. She did her junior search 3 years ago.
Now,
so
I do what's a 22-year age gap. I do wonder at that age what a 40-year-old man in around 40 would have in common with an 18-year-old. But you know what? They're not breaking any laws. I could never be with somebody younger personally because I'd need to be with somebody who's on the same wavelength in terms of maturity.
Okay, even at that then, Katie, do you not find it a little bit strange that a 40-year-old teacher is dating somebody
that's dramatically younger?
Why are we hung up on the fact he's a teacher?
Okay, Joseph.
The fact that she wears a school uniform. Joseph needs to get over the school uniform. I think he's watching a bit too much porn.
Wow, Katie, this is seriously. I mean, you're literally talking about a secondary school student.
You're the one and that's a secondary school teacher. But because
they're in different schools, everyone's saying it's grand. Leave them at it. What? Seriously, you're talking a massive age gap, and you made a pertinent point there, Katie. They are at very different stages in their lives.
But she's old enough to hang on.
Hang on for a second. Let me make this point. What you said was they'd be at very different stages in their lives because she's so young and he's so old. So, I mean, what's the dynamic of that relationship? I tell you what it is. It's him getting his end away, the dirty old bastard. That's all it is.
There's no future for this guy, a dirty old bastard.
He's in his late 30s. Hang on for a second.
There is no future in that relationship. I'll use the word relationship loosely here. He bloody knows that. There's no way it's going to last. He's just having his so-called fun, and then he'll throw her away and get some other poor child. But Jesus Christ.
Are you shocked that people don't see an issue with this?
Is your issue
that he's a school teacher or that he's in his 40s or is it both or is it one more than the other?
I think the fact he's in his 40s and the fact that he's a school teacher has exasperated the whole thing for me. I mean, it's unethical for a start. He should know better. The age gap thing, I mean, it's a fucking huge age gap. Especially, now I know that age kind of becomes a little less of a thing the older you get. I mean, if she was 28 and he was like 48, then it wouldn't be as bad an issue. But because she's just turned, she's just 18 recently.
Joseph, I have to be honest, you're coming across as bitter and jealous. I don't think you sound like somebody who's concerned about the welfare of a teenage girl. I think you're coming across as somebody who's...
I'm very concerned. As a dad of children, I'm very concerned. I've got kids, I've got girls.
This isn't a child. This isn't a child, it's an adult.
I'm talking about my own kids or children at the moment.
And when they're 18, they'll be adults.
If my daughter, when she turned 18, told me she had a boyfriend, I'd swallow my pride and say, okay, I'm looking forward to meeting him. And if it turns out to be a 42-year-old fucking school teacher, he'll be run out of the fucking car park.
And your daughter will follow him and she'll tell you where to go and you'll lose her.
Probably, but I wouldn't stand for that. And no father would. Any father worth his salt would run that fucker into the ground.
I get from a father's point of view, nobody wants to see their 18-year-old because you'll always be your baby girl. And I understand that part. But at the same time, there are no laws being broken and she is old enough and mature enough to consent at 18.
Well, maybe in the eyes of the law, he's not doing anything wrong, but in my eyes, he's a dirty old bastard, a paedophile, a predator. This was a child only last year, if you want to put it.
Okay, but then let me ask you then, Joseph, and this is what this lady, Breda, who contacted us in the first place said. She said, I think other parents in the school where he teaches should be made aware of this because it's a big red flag that he's dating.
It's a massive red flag.
Ruined the guy's career.
It's a massive red flag.
Okay, but if he's doing nothing wrong, Katie, how's it going to ruin his career?
We Well, it's trying to taint his reputation, because there are people out there like Joseph and like Breida who contacted us, who have this thought, this preconceived idea that because he's an older man, we know, must mean he's a pervert of some sort, must mean he's a nonce, must mean, oh, there's something going on wrong in his head.
He is a nonce.
But he's not a nonce.
Any man who's 42 who's dating an 18-year-old, in my eyes, is a fucking nonce.
In your eyes, not in the eyes of the law.
Yeah.
I think you're the one with the warped brain.
Okay, that lady Breida is probably listening to this episode of Opinions Matter right now. She said parents should be made aware of it. What would your message be to this lady Breida?
By all means, report it to the school. Let them know what kind of teacher they have on their hands there.
Let them know that they have a teacher who is dating women within the law in his own personal time who aren't students.
If he was dating a student in his school, what would happen?
He'd be sacked.
But that's different.
He'd be fired out of a fucking camp.
It's different because he would be in a position of authority. It's different.
Again, Katie, as Joseph just said, he would be front page news if he was
He would be in a position of authority. He would be abusing his power. He's a teacher there employed to to teach the student. This woman has nothing to do with the school that he works in. It's two consenting adults outside of work. This where he works is insignificant. What she does is insignificant. The point of the matter is that we have an 18-year-old and a 30-something, 40-year-old man who are both, in the eyes of the law, okay to do what they are doing.
Joseph, do me a favour and stay with me for 1 second. I want to just bring in a few more opinions on this. This is Aisling.
Hi, Adrian and Katie. Happy New Year to you. And I just wanted to say that last caller, I think, was right, because I think that woman, that child, she's only next to being a kid if you're 18 years old.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Sandra, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Sandra. And now, Sandra, what do you want to say on this?
Well, look, my experience with that was when my daughter was 20, she went to Shagaloo, came back, told me she met a guy but didn't tell me his age. Turns out he's 31. Now, I wasn't impressed with that at all, but because I felt they were at the same stage in their life, they were so in different places. But as it stands, he turned out to be a stand-up guy. They're married today. They have a baby, 5 years old. Mortgage, their usual. He wasn't a pervert. And initially, I was like, what's a 31-year-old man doing with a young girl of 20 years of age? Because to me, she may as well be 10. But then I had to stop and say, no, I raised her well. She knows her own mind. She knows what she wants in life. She likes this girl. I just keep an eye on this situation, see where it goes. Now, as it all turned out very well for them.
a couple of things here. Firstly, the age gap that you're talking about is not as big. In fact, it's half the age gap we're talking about. You're talking about an 11-year age gap. And the second thing is, this guy is not a school teacher. Big difference.
Yeah, but that can be said for anybody who's dating a younger person in any job.
He has
a teenage daughter. That 40-year-old has a teenage daughter and he's dating a teenager. You know, you can put that argument anywhere.
Well, there you go, Joseph. This lady's daughter dating a guy, or now married to a guy 11 years older than her. She didn't like it at the start, but it's actually turned out really well. In other words, age doesn't make any difference, really.
It does at a certain point in life, Adrian. And you know, I'll go back to that point. She's only 18. It wasn't that long ago. She was 17. 3 years ago, she did her junior cert. This guy is a teacher. And people think it's fine. I know, I'm in my mid-40s. If I had a girl on my arm 20 years younger, I know exactly what people would be saying about me. And they'd be right.
What would they
be
saying?
I'd be a dirty old man. I'd be a dirty old man. I'd be a predator. And
you see, Sandra, whether you like it or not, some people do view men of a certain age going out with very young girls as predators.
Yes, that's quite true. I mean, I'm not saying that I didn't think that about this guy when I see my little girl dating a 31-year-old. I was quite creeped out by it. But you have to open your mind, and if you've educated your own child well enough and they know their own mind, and my daughter was mature way beyond her years. Way beyond her years. She was never going to settle with someone her own age.
And would you know there's an age gap between them now?
Not particularly. Not particularly. I mean, she's, yeah, no, not really. They're on the same path in life. They want the same thing. You know, and I mean, when you're 20, someone that's 11 years older than you is a huge age gap. But it worked out.
Okay, but again, in this case we're talking about, the girl is 2 years younger than your daughter was when she met her fella, and he is 22 years older than her. It's a huge difference.
But does this lady know his actual age? She said he's somewhere in his 30s to his 40s.
She said, she said late 30s.
She's a drama queen to begin with, so therefore, who's to say she's not exaggerating his age?
Good question. I don't know. I just have to go with the information that she's given us, which is that he's in his late 30s, early 40s.
Yeah, well, she's malicious to be doing what she's doing, to be writing into a radio show about it in the first place, and then to want to go around and tell
she's listening.
Parents.
The woman who contacts is listening, and she's actually messaging us in to say they were all over each other and he was feeling her up publicly in that. Now, I don't know about you. I wouldn't do it, but again, two consenting adults.
No, certainly not. But I think women see that sort of situation differently. You know, you're not looking at a younger guy and going, oh yeah, get up on him. But, you know, well, men, not in general, but a lot of guys would be thinking like that. Mm. But, yeah, she sounds like a right drama queen, and she says he's all over. What was that? He got his arm around her.
No, apparently he was feeling her up, like grabbing her boobs and everything, according to Breida, who's messaging him. And he was visibly, he het up, it says.
He was visibly what?
Het up.
What's that mean?
I'm not going to go into it more, but you could see things.
Apparently. He had a hard on.
He had an erection.
Well, so that makes hang on a minute. Really?
Seriously. Yeah.
Must be hung like a horse. Or she was studying him very, very well.
So, I mean, that's...
No, come on now. Do you not think that's... Now, he had an erection. That is an absolute follow-up.
I know, look, if you saw someone, you know, dry humping someone or all over someone, you probably would see if they, you probably wouldn't notice if they did that he had an erection.
Stay there for a second. I'm gonna bring, John, you agree with every word that Joseph said, that this guy is what? What is this guy?
He's a bit of a pervert, to be honest with you, Adrian. You know, look, listen, here's the story, Adrian, and you know, I know she's, you know, of age and what have you not. I'm in my late 40s, you know, and if any guy knocked at the door with my 18-year-old daughter, the same age as me, I tell you what I'd do with him. I'd fucking knock him out. And I don't care what Katie said there. Oh, you'd lose the daughter, you'd this, that, you know. Fact is that, you know, this is not right. It doesn't sit well with me, and it wouldn't sit with any father. I've listened to a load of other guys there and girls getting on there on the show, and they're all right with it. And they're all, she's above the age and she can do it. It's not all right. This is not all right. This is fucking freaky out. This is not right at all. And as you said, Adrian, yourself, the fact that he is a school teacher, he should have more common sense to be dating young girls, you know, and they're very young. Jesus, only 18. You know, if I was going out with an 18-year-old... I've a lot of friends and family. If I was to go out with an 18-year-old tomorrow, I'll tell you what they'd fucking say to me. And I wouldn't do it. I'd never do it in my life, but I'm just saying. Because I wouldn't be able to do it. I wouldn't have the head for it. Because it's fucking freaky. It's not on. It doesn't happen, you know. So, you know, I don't know what everybody's saying that this is okay for. It's fucking, it's not. It's not okay.
So, what is your big issue? Is your big issue the age gap, or is your big issue that he's a teacher?
Well, most of it is the age gap, you know. Most of it is the age gap. And the fact of the matter then that puts a bit of salt on it is that he's a teacher too, you know. Is he perving over the fucking kids in the school? I don't know this, you see. Nobody knows
so
this.
That doesn't mean, just because he's with a woman who's a bit younger than him, doesn't mean he's
a bit younger.
It doesn't mean he's in there creeping on all the teenagers. Do you know what I mean? Some 18-year-olds.
But if that's what he's into, Katie. If that's what he's into, though.
Maybe he's into the girl and her personality. Maybe they get on well.
You know, it's a bit... Look, as you said yourself there, and I'm well on your level here. You said that you'd have to be on the same level as your husband. I'm the same with my partner. I couldn't, you know. She said I wouldn't. You know, I couldn't have anybody younger. We're just 2 years apart from each other. And that's the way it has to be with me. Because, you know, you need somebody on your level, as you said.
But that's us, though. Do you know what I mean? Other people don't.
What's he doing? It is a bit perversion. It's perverse. It's just something going on here, Katie, more than I think.
And again, John, do you think that teachers should be held to a higher moral standard because they're teachers?
Absolutely. Any public sector worker should be. Absolutely, a guard, anybody, a teacher, anybody. I don't care
so
who you are.
Why haven't you consent at all, then? Why?
I know, I get what
consent?
You're saying, but no, well, obviously that's there because they can't see, you know, they can't go under our age gap. Jeez, thank God we have an age. Here, if it wasn't there, as you said, you'd probably be dating at 60 and 70.
Oh,
and
gee, come on, come
no,
on.
No, hold on, let's call a spade here. If he's going out at 18, he'd fucking do it at 16 if there wasn't the age gap there, or the age of consent here. So that's what I'm talking about, just as well as we have got one.
Okay, so this,
if it wasn't,
this lady Breda, and this is where this whole conversation gets serious, believes that parents in the school that he teaches should be made aware of the fact that he's dating an 18-year-old student from another school.
Well, yeah, if the shoe fits, you know, absolutely. You know, that's the way it works. You know, as I said to you, Adrian, it's fucking freaky. It's not on. It's not. Joseph has said it himself. Joseph has kids. So have I. I would have a major fucking problem if somebody knocked at the door, whether it be, with, you know, even an older girl with my son. You know, I'd be like, what the fuck are you at? You know, are you serious?
But there's nothing you can say because you can scream and shout.
I can,
you like, but you can look
I can
it
tell
because...
I can. I just tell her to tell him to get the fuck away.
And that's going to work. Yeah. That's not going to make it sexier.
Sure, look, all we can do is try, Casey. I always said that as a parent. So all we can do is try. But I wouldn't be happy with his age and Katie. I'm not a hope.
Well, look, I'm not saying I'd be delighted,
you know,
if my daughter came home with a man 22 years older than her. I wouldn't be. But I wouldn't be able to scream and shout at her and tell her, listen, this is what's happening because she is an adult.
You have to do everything in your power to get away from it. You know, that's not right. It's not right. I don't care what anyone says. It's not right in the head. It's not. It's really not.
We stop calling this man a paedophile, by the way, as well.
I didn't call him a paedophile.
No,
I said a pervert.
In general, the word paedophile being thrown out and
only one person. Only
even a pervert. Like a pervert.
But she is a pervert. He is.
Okay, people's definition of pervert varies.
Yeah.
It does. Well, my version is that, you know, he's into young girls. That's a pervert, you know, as far as I'm concerned. Especially when you're 40 fucking odd years of age. You know, it just doesn't sit right with me, guys. And just, look, maybe I'm old school, maybe I'm old fashioned. That's maybe the way my family is. But that's the way we are. And that's the way we'll always be.
Okay, stay there. I want to bring in Jason. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
How are you?
Good, thanks, Jason. What's your view on this?
First of all, it's over the legal age for them.
Yep, we're aware of that.
All,
yep.
Yeah, and second of all, if it was the other way around, if it was a male child and a female teacher, I don't think we'd be having the same conversation.
That's a fair point, actually, John.
I think people would see it in a different view, completely different view.
If my son, at the same age, came home with a 44-year-old woman, there'd be fucking murder too. Of course there was. What the fuck is he doing with a 45-year-old woman? It's the same thing to me. You know, it works both ways. As Katie said, and I'm straight with Katie on this one, everybody should be on the same level. You know, if they're 18, they should be dating 18-year-olds. If they're 19 or 20, you know, give and take a year or two. You know, but no way they should be fucking dating people half their age. You know, old enough to be their father or their mother. Not a fucking hope, guys. I'm not having it. I wouldn't have it. No way would I ever have it. You know?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but like at the end of the day, like if that's what they want to do and they're over the age of consent, then I don't see what the problem is that people have over.
Okay,
you know yourself, Jay, you wouldn't be happy with.
You don't have kids yourself, right? So again, though, you don't find anything strange about a 40-year-old teacher dating an 18-year-old student, even though she's not his student?
No, I don't, no.
You don't. John, are you surprised that so few people have an issue with this?
I am very surprised, Adrian. And, you know, that's what, as Joseph says, the new world is like now, you see. Nobody gives a fuck anymore, you know. That's what I do, you know, and that's it. I know Joseph's old school. I could hear by him, you know. And that's just the way we are as fathers and as you know, as parents, that we're here to look out for our kids. And that's exploitation as far as I'm concerned. Double the fucking age. What are you doing with a double the age kid? A kid. It's a kid. What are you doing with a kid? Get the fuck off and get someone your own age, you creepy fucker. That's it. It's as simple as that. And that's it, Jason. Honestly.
All right, John. Thank you very much.
Have a good one, guys.
Good luck. Sean has been in touch.
Yeah, I think the age gap is a bit much. I think a man or a woman in their 30s or 40s shouldn't be going out with someone that's, you know, 18, 19. It wouldn't be for me either. But like, yous are quick to jump on it. He shouldn't be doing this and he shouldn't be doing that, when like nobody knows the full situation. Like, we don't know for a fact that he knows she's 18, or let alone a student, you know. And nobody's mentioning about this young 18-year-old going with a man in his 30s, looks in his 30s or 40s. Like, he's just getting all the flack for it, and nothing's being said about her. Yeah, he's not abusing his position of power or anything. I can see Adrian's point on this. I said it wouldn't be for me. The age gap is a bit much, but everyone's different. As long as he's not grooming or abusing anyone, well, then I don't see an issue, really, because they are both adults. So take it easy.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Sean Neal.
That gobshite that's calling them a paedophile and a child, he's just fucking jealous. He's probably 50 and is going out with a 90-year-old. Cheers.
All right, and finally, Dave.
Hey guys, great show as usual. Can't come on because I'm stuck in work, but I have to agree with Kaylee there and that guy John. I'll tell you what his big issue is. The big issue with him is because he hasn't probably seen a boob in about fucking 20 years. I'd say he's absolutely the smell of jealousy down the bleeding phone up. My God.
All right, Dave, thanks very much indeed. I am genuinely surprised that more people didn't have an issue with this whole setup.
We live in an age now where women are free to be what they want to be and to have sex with who they want to have sex with.
Yeah, no, I get that.
You know, and an 18-year-old telling her...
But this conversation is about this guy creeping on young girls.
To the 18-year-old is kind of to insinuate that she's kind of like vulnerable or whatever. You know, and at 18, if I were to go off with a man in his 30s or 40s, I don't know damn well what I was doing. Do you know what I mean?
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie. By the way, before we wrap up, I want to say a sincere thank you to each and every one of you who listen to our podcast daily. In 2024, we broke all our own records. 3.1 million downloads of the Opinions Matter podcast during 2024. So thank you very much indeed for continuing to support what we do here on Opinions Matter. 3.1 million episode downloads last year, and we're chuffed with that. We really, really are. So thank you very much indeed for continuing to support us on Opinions Matter. If you want to contact us about anything that you'd like us to debate, our WhatsApp number is 085 825 2626. I'm Adrian, that's Katie. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. Hit subscribe or follow the little bell icon on Spotify, and we'll catch you on the next one.